Hello, I'm Michelle Crane Stelner. My piece tonight is called An Unusual Christmas Eve. In my birth family, we never had grandfathers. Mom's father died just after her seventh birthday in June of 1930. Dad's father died in 1947, about 2 years after Dad returned from serving over four very difficult years in the Army during World War II. Dad's uncle by marriage, Joe Stolkowski, was a good friend of my grandfather, Edward Crean. They went hunting and fishing in northern Minnesota, eventually bringing my dad, another Edward, along with them. Joe was married to my grandmother's sister, Margaret, who we called Margie. Joe filled a gap in my father's life as an uncle who could bring comfort to him after my grandfather had passed away. Dad would spend time talking with Joe and maybe having a beer with him in his kitchen. Joe was the only one in the family to call my dad Eddie, and us kids laughed when he did, as our brother Ed was also called Eddie, but he was just a boy. When Joe retired and sold his pharmacy, Crocus Hill Drugstore in St. Paul, he and Margie built a house about six blocks from ours in the north suburb of Roseville. Us kids frequented their house, and they had toys and games for us to play with when we were there. Our great aunts would play cards and parcheesi with us, and they patiently taught us how to shuffle cards. It was nice for us kids to be able to ride our bikes or walk down to their home. Our Christmas Eve tradition was that my mother's two single sisters, Helen and Jen Hogan, would attend our big appetizer dinner, with oyster stew, lots of drinks, sweets, and laughter at our house. At some point, Dad or Mom would call to Uncle Joe and Margie's house to see if Santa was there. The reply was either, "He just walked in the door, hurry and get down here so you can see him," or, "He just left, you better come down here and get your presents he left behind." My dad would hop in the car with us kids, and either Helen or Jen would drive down with us to Joe's. Once there, we kids would find that Santa had gone on his way to other homes. We would open our gifts and talk about how we miss Santa. My dad and Helen or Jen would have one of Uncle Joe's famous drinks. Everyone called the drink a quote unquote Uncle Joe because it was very brown, Old Fitzgerald bourbon with very little water. Joe's only and favorite drink was Coke and Old Fitz. At some point, my mother would call their house and say, "Hurry, hurry, Santa's here. Come home so you can see him." We'd rush to our car. Every year when we got home, my mom and aunt would say, "You just missed Santa. He had to leave and go to another house." Then came a year where everything was off. Helen and Jen's good friend, Lovato Flaherty, was at our home that year. Lovato, also single like my aunts, often attended our family dinners and gatherings as her parents had passed away and her sister lived in D.C. The normal rhythm of the night was off. Were we going to Margie and Joe's or not? Eventually we went there, but Mom never called. Second rounds of Uncle Joe's were served as us kids played with our new toys and ate our cookies. Then Dad called Mom, and she said Santa hadn't arrived yet. There was a lot of confusion among the adults as to what to do. After a bit, we all piled in the car and went home looking at the sky for Santa. We waited and waited. Soon it was our bedtime, and the adults were saying how Santa must have gotten delayed somewhere else. They added that we would get our gifts in the morning after Santa delivered them. The next morning, there were many gifts around the tree, and it was just our birth family enjoying opening presents. That was the year I got either a Catholic nun doll or my first Barbie with the black bubble hair and the black and white striped swimsuit. When I was older and no longer believed in Santa, but still went along with it for the sake of my younger brothers, my parents finally told me the story. Lovato was an industrial nurse at the Donaldson Corporation, and a guy from the manufacturing floor played Santa every Christmas. With my parents' approval, she hired him to come to our house on Christmas Eve. The real story is that he got drunk and never showed up.